was correct. Emma Weber, whose son, student son Barnaby, was one of those fatally stabbed, says she's disappointed by not surprised. She's calling for a change in legislation.
Until the law changes in this country, the diminished responsibility charge and plea means that murderers can get away with murder.
Kalakane also killed student Grace O'Malley Kumar and Ian Coates, a school caretaker. Two men have been found guilty of murdering a footballer in a busy nightclub on Boxing Day in 2022. Cody Fisher was 23 when he was stabbed to death by masked attackers in Birmingham. The Prime Minister has vowed to take steps to defend the UK from the threat of China as Britain prepares to impose sanctions over a cyber attack. The Deputy Prime Minister, Oliver Dowden, will set out the scale of the apparent threat this afternoon. Four heavily bruised men have appeared in court, charged with an attack near Moscow, which killed 137 people. Reports suggest they were tortured by intelligence services. Russia denies claims that Islamic State was behind the attacks, suggesting that they were linked to Ukraine. Oleksiy Goncharenko, a Ukrainian MP, says that's nonsense, though.
We are absolutely nothing to do with this. And we see now Russia is showing those who are convicted, and they are in the court. They are citizens of Tajikistan. I just want to remind you that Tajikistan is an official ally of Russia.
The European Commission is investigating US tech giants Google, Apple and Meta for possible breaches of a new law. It relates to things like user preferences in search engines and rival firms' access to app stores. And England have dropped to the bottom of cricket's World Test Championship standings. Sri Lanka have leapfrogged them after their 328-run thrashing of Bangladesh. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, thank you very much indeed, Simon. Well, remaining rather dull and overcast today, so keeping the temperature depressed to just 11 degrees, and that's going to dip to 7 overnight. We can expect outbreaks of some light rain tomorrow, with more outbreaks of rain for the foreseeable future, thus rather spoiling the coming Easter weekend, I'm sorry to say. But it may get a tad warmer to reach 14 degrees by Saturday. Wow, what can I say to that?
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight!
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
problem. I'd stay right there if I were you. I got it harder. You couldn't dream how hard I got it. Stay out of my shoes. If you know what's good for you. The heat is stifling. Burning me up from the inside. The sweat is coming through each and every pore.
Kershaw, of course, and wouldn't it be good? And it's Scott Ross welcoming you to another week, and indeed Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show. I'm going to be joined once again today by Mike Davis from the Radio Town Museum, and with spring on its way, we're going to be he's going to be taking us down to the seafront at Southend, and in the second hour we're also going to be taking a peep at what might well have been a somewhat hair-raising flight across Indonesia. Well, not hair-raising for the pilots, who were both sound asleep, but scary for everyone else on board. But probably only if they had been aware of what was actually happening or not happening in the cockpit. But before all that, of course, I must express my thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward and her guests Sylvia Kent and Katie Pearson for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. And, of course, Michelle will be returning from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. But let's hit the road running right now with My Life Story. Well, not My Life Story, that's the name of the group that is running out of heartbeats.
Take it. And I
From My Life Story and Running Out of Heartbreaks. Now, thanks to you, the Brentwood Food Bank, part of the Trussell Trust, are able to support 200 local people every week. And in fact, no less than 8,925 local people were helped last year. But it's not just food they dispense. For example, Christians Against Poverty can provide help with managing debt. And every Wednesday, Peabody are on site to help with housing and benefit difficulties. Horizon, it would be great if you could follow the lead of Cadbury World and Michelle Wellness and Exercise, whose clients kindly made generous chocolate donations of mini eggs, and find it in your heart to spare the odd Easter egg or two. And with this in mind, the good people at Hillbury Chaplin have installed an Easter egg bucket at their Shenfield office. Now, getting in touch with the food bank is dead easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224528, and you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Many thanks indeed for your continued support, and here's Jason Mraz.
Wake up, everyone. How can you sleep at a time like this unless the dreamer is the real you? Listen to your voice, the one that tells you to taste past the tip of your tongue. Leap in the net will appear. I don't want to wait before the dream is over. I'm going to make it mine. Yes, I know it. I'm going to make it mine. Yes, I'll make it all mine. On a heavy rotation, requesting that it's lifting you up, up, up and away, and over to a table at the Gratitude Cafe. And I am finally there, and all the angels, they'll be singing, ah, la, 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 ah, la, 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 ah, la, 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 yes. Well, I don't want to break before
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, I'm joined once again by the chairman of the Radio Town Museum, Mike Davis. Good to see you again, Mike.
Hello, Scott. Lovely to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
And you managed to get through all the roadworks on the A1.
Indeed. Forward planning.
And I think you're moving slightly away from the safety of the museum walls and railing and heading where exactly today?
Indeed. Yes, indeed, Scott. Well, in actual fact, we're heading to start off with to that little town, well, little town now called Prittlewell, to be precise, and then on to Southend. Now, I suspect that most people will be aware that Southend got its name from being the south end of Prittlewell. In fact, the village of Prittlewell was originally centred at the junction of three main roads, East Street, West Street and North Street, which was extended south in the 19th century and renamed Victoria Avenue, where indeed the administrative offices of Southend City Council are now located. But one bit of Southend does still exist in Prittlewell, which is, of course, something very near to my own heart, Scott, that of Southend United Football Club. And I must declare an interest as both a shareholder and a season ticket holder. And, of course, the football club was founded in the Blue Boar Pub in 1906. Look closely and you'll see a plaque on the wall. Although the original pub was demolished in 1889, but, of course, the nearby Roots Hall has been home of the club since 1955.
Okay, fair enough. So how was Southend actually became recognised as a seaside resort?
Well, Southend itself was developed as a bathing resort in the 18th century. And by the 19th century, Prittlewell was regarded by visitors to Southend as, believe it or not, an attractive village in the hinterland. The earliest concerted attempt to develop Southend as a seaside resort is seen in Royal Terrace, so named following visits by Princess Caroline, the wife of the Prince Regent, in 1803, and for a short time attracted very fashionable society. The aim had been to rival towns such as Margate, Brighton and Weymouth, but difficult access from London by roads, which weren't very good, and the river discouraged further development until the construction of the LTS railway in 1856.
1856?
Yes.
I thought it was 1890.
No, that was later.
Oh, yes. Right, OK. Now, given that a former poet laureate, John Betjeman, once declared that the pier is Southend and Southend is the pier, I assume that the decision to build the pier must have been the driving force behind the development of the town into the resort that we know today.
Yes, indeed. John Betjeman had a very soft heart for Southend, visited the pier many, many times. Well, anyway, well, one might think so, Scott, but the original decision was taken to counter the waning tides and had nothing to do with the idea of a tourist attraction. When the pier first opened in 1830, as at that time it was only 600 feet long and clearly still far too short to be usable at low tide. Given that even steamboats were unable to dock at Southend, it was clear that it would need to be extended. Indeed, by 1833, the pier's length had been tripled, but was still found to be insufficient, so further extensions had to be made in 1846 and again in 1848, resulting in the original owners being forced to sell up. Fortunes change with the arrival of the LTS railway, and so by 1890, the pier was a huge attraction, so much that a single-track electric railway had to replace the horses to take visitors to the pierhead.
Now, I'm interested to see that the pier had to be lengthened several times, so it looks like there wasn't enough forward planning even in those days.
Indeed, yes, indeed, yes.
Now, over the years, the pier has been the site of a few dramas, including fire and being hit by ships as well, has it not?
It's got a very fascinating history, not all good or good. Sadly, yes. The worst incident occurred in 1921, when the pier was sliced in half by a 200-ton ship loaded with iron girders and logs. The ship's name was the Violette. And during the last war, the pier was known as HMS Lee and was attacked in November 1939 and again in 1940 and 1941. Later in the war, a V-2 rocket hit the pier pavilion, but fortunately failed to explode. Whilst looking at the pier in wartime, we probably ought to briefly mention the SS Richard Montgomery.
Now, isn't that the vessel whose remains are still visible from the shore?
Indeed, it attracts lots of attention, that's right. Towards the end of the war, the SS Richard Montgomery, originally loaded with 7,000 tonnes of explosives, ended up in the Thames estuary, where after a fortnight she grounded on Sheerness Middle Sand, only to break her back. But at least half her cargo was successfully unloaded, fortunately. The remaining 3,500 tonnes of explosives containing TNT, which is impervious to seawater, but the assumption is that their fuses will have long since deteriorated and would therefore need something else to set them off. However, should this ever explode, it is reckoned that it would be the largest non-nuclear explosion in history, and the shoreline at both Southend and Kent would both be devastated. The good news, however, is the wreck is inspected annually by a Royal Naval team, and there's a permanent exclusion zone in place to keep paddle steamers and the like at bay.
Well, let's hope we never have to face that potential bombshell. However, would you care to comment on the fire incidents? Because there's quite a few of them, were there not?
Amazingly, there's very many. For example, in 1959, a fire destroyed the pavilion located at the shore end of the pier. In 1976, a fire destroyed much of the pier head. In 1977, the bowling alley was damaged by a fire, and a year later, the railway was deemed unsafe and had to be closed. If we go forward to the 7th of June 1995, the bowling alley was finally destroyed by fire. And then on the 9th of October 2005, a fire severely damaged much of the old pier, including the railway station, pub, restaurant, gift shop and toilets. However, the pier is still the longest pleasure pier in the world. There are two piers, one in India and one in Russia, that are commercial industrial piers. But for more information, Scott, can I just suggest that people visit the museum on Southend Pier?
I wonder where we're going to get the promo for the museum.
It's the old train workshops, actually, between Adventure Island, underneath the platform. It's open weekends during the season and at other times, so best to recommend people look at the website before visiting. Well worth it. In actual fact, Scott, I spent my museum apprenticeship there as a volunteer in the 1980s for about 10 years.
And that's where you decided from there the idea grew to form the museum?
Absolutely. That was my apprenticeship, as I say.
And what have you got coming up in the museum in the near future?
Well, thank you for mentioning that, Scott. In actual fact, the April the 12th, 13th and 14th, we have a wonderful exhibition, I must say, because I'm putting it on myself, of the Titanic, the RMS Titanic.
Yep.
Now, we put that on for two reasons, Scott. One, that's the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. But our exhibition is going to include quite a lot of information on the Essex connection with the RMS Titanic. And I've already been contacted by one or two people who say they're going to come to the exhibition because they've got connections with the Titanic and several of their relations. In actual fact, one of the survivors of the Titanic worked on Southend Pier for a while.
Well.
So that's a fascinating one. April the 12th, 13th, or 14th.
And of course, we did mention the, or did do a piece on the Titanic.
We did,
did we not? Well, look, Mike, thanks very much for all this. I have to say, look, I've lived in Southend all my life, and I had no idea there was so much history. And yet, we haven't yet touched on the Kurzel and the airport. So perhaps we can look at these when you come in next time.
Indeed, if I can continue the analogy with the Titanic, we've only just topped the tip of the iceberg as far as Southend is concerned. And perhaps next time I come in, Scott, we can talk about two other key aspects of Southend's history. Do you remember the Kurzel? That wonderful entertainment complex on the seafront. It opened in 1901, and many, many people recall with great memories the water chute, the cyclone roller coaster. I could tell you about Eric the Whale. Many people, as young kids, remember the tip the lady out of bed.
I remember that.
but sad to say, as in everything, the outdoor amusements closed in 1973. I'm also hoping to find time, Scott, to talk about Southend Airport, which is often in the news. In actual fact, the first flights from the site of the airport took place as early as 1909, when monoplane trips were done. The Royal Flying Corps operated from the airport in World War One. It did, in actual fact, open as a municipal airport in 1935, just before World War Two, when it was renamed as RAF Rochford, and it was a base for Spitfires and Hurricanes. In the 1960s, it was the third busiest airport in the whole of the country. And many people remember that famous person, that entrepreneur, Freddie Laker.
Indeed.
And, of course, some may recall that Southend Airport did actually star in a James Bond film.
Now, that I
Goldfinger.
Really?
Where the car that they were going in actually left from Southend Airport. And you can see the map showing Southend quite clearly. So that's just a little snippet for you for next time.
Okay, great stuff. Thank you very much indeed. Well, moving away from air and taking a look at what's happening on the highways and byways around town.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's take a look and see what's happening around town. Well, first off, we have, of course, the 40 mile an hour speed restriction still affecting the A12. That's between Ingatestone and Gallywood, between junction 13 and 16, for resurfacing work in that area. And just note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. And what else do we have? Let's take a look here. What's coming in? Howe Green, one lane is closed on the A12 slip road southbound due to a breakdown. The slow traffic back to back on the A12 to junction 18 for Danbury. And the A127, as we alluded to just now, one lane is closed in both directions at the junction with Pound Lane between the A132 at Neverden and the A130 Fairglen Interchange. That's for emergency gas work. In Rochford, Sutton Road is closed for the roadworks near the Anne Boleyn Pub. Road is closed for emergency Anglian waterworks to take place. A12 London bound has slow moving traffic between junction 18 for the A414 at Sandon and junction 17, the A130 at Howe Green. In Benfleet, Canvey Road, the B1014 northbound has slow moving traffic between Somes Avenue and Essex Way, the B1014. Canvey Island itself is slow moving traffic on Canvey Way, the A130 southbound between Sadler's Farm Interchange and Somes Avenue. In Thundersley, it's slow moving traffic there as well on Redley Road southbound between the Redley Weir Interchange for the A127 and Dawes Heath Road. Maldon's slow there in town centre on Heybridge Approach and Holloway Road, the Causeway, the Street and Goldhanger Road. A127 is slow eastbound between Note Bridge, the A176 and the Neverton Interchange for the A132. And it's also slow between Fairglen Interchange, the A1245, and the Neverton Interchange for the A132. And in Billericay, you may encounter problems due to emergency water repairs on Chapel Street at Hillside Road. And the road closure is affecting Ongar Road between the A128 at Bentley and Kelvedon Hatch. Looking at public transport now, can't see any specific problems on C2C or indeed Greater Anglia. However, just note that the gents' toilet is not working at Shenfield Station, so that's a bit of a problem, or could be. And if you're heading London bound, there's a part suspension affecting the Docklands Light Railway. That's between Woolwich Arsenal and King George V, while they respond to a fire alert. And also minor delays on the Hammersmith and City Line due to train cancellations. After that little lot, you'll be pleased to know we've got no more traffic info, but to join us again in an hour when we'll have an update for you. And here's Sabrina Carpenter.
A platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. Slam the door, ignore, saying no, 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 no more. Got you blocked after this and afterthought.
Sabrina Carpenter there, tickling us with a feather. And just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show, where on Phoenix FM, we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. Joe Bailey is off today, so it'll be Keith Rogers back from 3 p.m. to keep you company on your drive home this afternoon. Then at 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar. The Vixter will be encouraging you to turn it up at 8, and then from 10, Cameron Hughes will be occupying the chair in your house until the witching hour, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop music on Destination Dawn.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, I needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. The sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. Sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there, and she sipped on a Juliet. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say, but stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. Then she smiled, then we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand, and a boy took her hand, but I saw the sunrise as a man. Have gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her fingers. It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid.
I've always been the kind of girl that hid my face, so afraid to tell the world what I've got to say. But I have this dream bright inside of me. I'm gonna let it show. It's time to let you know. This is the real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. And now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. dream about a life where you're the shining star. Even though it seems like it's too far away, I have to believe in myself. It's the only I need to find you. I gotta find you. You're the missing piece. I need the song inside of me. I need to find you. I gotta find you. This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Lovato there declaring this is me, and before that of course it was Bobby Goldsborough and a very very sexy record in my view, Summer the First Time.
Phoenix FM's events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, of course, being a Monday, that means it's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which is happening this Monday and indeed every Monday between 8 and 10 p.m. at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill, here in Brentwood. This is hosted by our very own Kev Piggott, and all tracks are recorded with the selection played on the Sunday session show every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. And so if you're feeling a good voice, get on down there to the Essex Arms between 8 and 10 p.m. and let yourself go. And who knows, you could be on the Sunday session show next Sunday morning. You can get more information, of course, by taking a look at our webpage, phoenixfm.com, and just follow the links to local events, or better still, just heading on down to the Essex Arms between 8 and 10 this very evening.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
You were born in a small town, always had dreams bigger than your brother, you know. Hit the road where it forks down, make a decision, start from the gutter, and know. Big city life's fast lane living, but you never forgot your roots. Oh, back in time, daddy's advice, baby, don't forget that you shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light. Everywhere you go, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light. Everyone you know, shine a light, shine a light. You've struggled before. Up when you fall down, stand tall and never be afraid to cry. Big city life, same thing, different time. Darling, don't forget your roots. Well, back in time, mama's advice, baby, don't forget that you shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light. Shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light. With everyone you know, shine a light.
Shining a light, and that helps Luke Coombs, Who's Found Yours.
Remy was a bit mixed, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. When you find that kind of freedom, buddy, maybe you found yours.
This is Sigala, David Guetta and Sam Ryder.
We've spoken for weeks and so much has changed. I've been feeling the pieces, but I still can't find my place. There's one thing I didn't tell you.
Cigala, David Guetta, and Sam Ryder, Living Without You. Don't worry, they've got each other. To take us to the news time at 2 now, it's Busted.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. Though it might be working out today, it might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever.
If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.